Well, we just flew in, we left Richmond, and we just came in by helicopter to survey the damage here. We'll be touring about six or seven counties today. As you know, throughout the state, there were four fatalities, dozens and dozens of injuries we have, dozens of homes just totally destroyed and many damaged. So we will do a full assessment today, traveling around the Commonwealth. This is our first stop here in Appomattox. And as you can see, the devastation here, when we came in by helicopter, you can see it's about 12 to 15 miles long, this tornado. Very wide, but for the grace of God, this did not happen in the middle of the night. And I think if that had been the case, there would have been many more fatalities. I want to thank all the local elected officials who responded so quickly, kept all the children in school, kept the school buses there, which, you know, very smart, so they're able to limit injuries. But we're going to do a full assessment here today in Appomattox and get a damage assessment. We have 30 days then to apply to the federal government for some relief from the federal government. And after we have a full statewide assessment, we will be appealing to the federal government for some emergency management funds here to help the folks here in Appomattox. But it's obviously a very serious situation. As we flew around, entire homes just literally gone. Foundations, the only thing left on the ground there. It's a very sad situation, but as I say, we wanted to come here. I'm with my Secretary of Public Safety and Deputy Secretary to get a firsthand look. I've told the folks here at Appomattox, whatever they need from the state, we're here. We've got our team deployed outside. We've got our emergency management personnel, as well as our trucks outside. And I also want to thank the Virginia State Police and local law enforcement. Everybody has come together under this very difficult situation. But as I say, four deaths in the Commonwealth and dozens of Virginians are injured and many homes destroyed and many, many more. We don't even know the totality of it yet. We are still doing the damage assessment. As I say, luckily this did not happen in the middle of the night, or there would have been many more fatalities.